This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. What's up, guys? Ray Digme, and thank you again for tuning in to my weekly word. Today is Wednesday, November 10th. That's right, November 10th, a date that will always mean the world to me. And let me tell you why. 9 years ago today, on November 10th, 2012, we opened the door to our very first ever Digme Nation store out in Port Washington, Long Island, back where I was kicking it for a few years. And this guy right here was actually hanging on the wall of that very first Digme Nation store. You know, looking back after all these years and the journey that we have gone on with Digme and the guy in the tie, you know, it makes me smile, it makes me shake my head. What a crazy journey, what a crazy experience. So many incredible moments, so many hard disappointments, so many mistakes made, so many what ifs, so many's, right? And you know, I sit here today, 9 years after that very first store opened, and I have a lot of emotion. You know, I'd be lying if I said, what if? I'd be lying if I said I didn't believe somewhere in my heart that this project would have been at a different level than it is today. But at the same time, I have a bunch of positive emotions, like how cool is it that we tried? How really awesome is it that we attempted to build something great? How incredible is it that we had the courage to open our own store? Like, who does that? You know, the idea of opening our first store really stemmed from this. Nobody out there would give us a chance. Nobody out there would carry our product. Nobody out there would put our hats or t-shirts on their shelves. And I was getting super frustrated. So I said, wait a minute. Enough people are saying they like what we're trying to do, but no one's willing to be the first person to take a chance on us. So we'll be the first person to take a chance on us. And that's what we did. We opened our very own store. And the only brand in that store was Digme. And it was amazing. And I truly believe with all of my heart, that store was so dope looking, it was sick. And I'm convinced if we took that store and took it from Port Washington, Long Island, and put it in the middle of New York City, or in downtown Los Angeles, or somewhere down in South Beach, Miami, that store would have killed it. I just know it. But looking back, it just wasn't the right time in my life. At the time, it seemed like it was. I was still playing professional baseball, and who was I to think that anything would be more important than baseball? You know, and I think that was one of my first mistakes, or maybe the first things that I really, really didn't take a hard enough look at, was at the end of the day, as much as I believed in this dream, as much as I believed in the guy right behind me, I was still more focused on being the best baseball player that I could be. And when you're more focused on one big dream, the other dream is gonna take a hit. And, you know, I think that was part of the problem. I also think that being an entrepreneur is part of the problem, meaning, you know, being an entrepreneur is hard. It's not easy. It is just made for failure. You know, so looking back at this journey, looking back at the experience of opening our first Digme store 9 years ago, I'll be honest, I think it's fair to say that it was far more challenging than it was rewarding. It brought about many disappointments, many tough times, but it also brought so many unforgettable memories. I mean, for example, we had some Major League Baseball players come visit our store and sit down and do some incredible interviews. I had the chance to meet some of the most impressive people I've ever met in my life in that store. You know, we made friendships and memories that would last forever. We designed our product there. We designed our hats and our t-shirts, and we did releases, and we did really cool events in the community, outside of the community. We created some content there. But more importantly, it was a place that we called home. Everybody who was involved with the Digme project at the time I think I could speak for him. Everybody look forward to driving down the hill in Port Washington and walking into the store. If it was just to hang out, if it was to have a design session, if it was just to talk about the dream, it was a special place, and it will always have a special place in my heart. And you know, that store isn't open anymore, and it's been years since I've stepped foot in Port Washington, Long Island. And you know, my original thought was that was going to be the first of many Digny Nation stores across the country. And unfortunately, things have not panned out that way. Unfortunately, the vision I had in my head hasn't come to fruition yet. And the reason why I say yet is this. My message for this week is the dream only dies if you give up on it. And I'm not just talking about my Digny dream. I'm talking about whatever dream you have. You know, life comes at you fast, and life is going to throw you some curveballs. There's going to be some potholes in the road that force you to go a different direction than you were trying to go. You know, just because those things happen, just because you have to change direction or change gears or maybe readjust the plans, it doesn't mean that that dream that means a lot to you has to be given up on. It doesn't mean the dream has to die. It just means that you may have to take focus on what's in front of you at the moment. It just means that you may have to take, you know, take control of the responsibilities that are in front of you. It just means that you have to navigate life. Sometimes navigating life means putting special things on pause, not necessarily putting them in shutdown mode forever. So 9 years after I opened the door to the very first Digny Nation store, I'm sitting here in front of you telling you, we no longer have that store. We are no longer in national retailers. We have less people that believe in us than ever before. I'm not even sure how many people out there still believe in Digny. We've had a lot of the pro athletes that we used to have relationships with, you know, time has passed and those relationships have wandered a little bit. People that have worked on the project have grown up and moved on and got married and have kids and have less time to chase a dream. That's life. But what I really do believe is this: a dream only needs one person to believe in it to start. I'm sitting here 9 years after we opened the door to our very first Digny Nation store, and I am rocking the original first ever Digny zip-up hoodie that we ever did. This zip-up hoodie that I'm wearing right now, I actually purchased myself from my very own store. I took it off the rack at the Digny Nation store, and I purchased it with my own money, and I bought it in that store. All these years later, I'm still rocking it. I'm still proud of this dude. I'm proud that we tried. I'm proud that we made such a big attempt to be great, to build something special. And I'm even more proud to say that although my life has changed quite a bit, I'm no longer that guy running around just playing baseball. I am now a business professional, but more importantly, I am a husband and a father. And I gotta take care of what I have to take care of first. But it doesn't mean that this dream is dead. It doesn't mean that the dream is over. It just means that we may not be working at the same fast pace that we once were, which also means it doesn't mean that we're never gonna step it up and speed it up a notch and get back to that speed, to that pace. It doesn't mean that you're not gonna see this guy in the tie again. I'm not quite sure what the future holds for Digny. What I do know is this: the dream isn't dead, it's alive and well, because I know one person who still believes in it with all of his heart, and you're looking right at him. At the end of the day, this dream, this brand, this guy means everything to me. And maybe I'm not the guy who was made to bring him, to get him over the hump. Maybe I was just the guy who was put here to start the dream, to build the concept, to get the idea out there. Maybe there's someone else out there who is more talented and passionate and has more ambition and maybe a larger skill set to take this great vision and this big dream and this incredible concept and get it over the hump to help it cross the finish line. Maybe that person isn't me. Maybe it's my daughter. How cool would that be? And maybe it's not her. Maybe it's somebody I'm working with in my professional life. Maybe it's somebody I know in my baseball career. Maybe it's someone out there right now who is watching this video for the very first time and is like, wait a minute, this guy Ray sounds pretty cool, but that logo is even cooler and I believe in it. So just remember this, as you close out this week, as you head into the second half of November, just remember that a dream only dies if you give up on it. So this dream right here, It's alive and well. And I promise you, this dream's never gonna die, whether it's me keeping it alive or somebody else. And maybe that person is you. Thanks for tuning in to my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 100,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it each and every week. Now, until next week, you know what you gotta do. Go on, get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.